Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. CPN UML Standing Committee decides to call the 10th General Convention Organizing Committee's meeting on 30th of June. Advocates on behalf of writ petitioners complete their pleading in case of dissolution of House of Representatives. Ministry of Health and Population urges all to reach hospitals for testing COVID-19 and help government to control the pandemic. And China's space agency releases videos of its Zhurong rover tunneling across surface of Mars. Now the news in detail. The CPN UML has decided to hold the meeting of the 10th General Convention Organizing Committee on the 30th of June. The standing committee meeting of the party held at Prime Minister's residence today also decided to hold the next meeting of the committee on the same day to discuss the latest political development. Party spokesperson Pradeep Gyawale said today's meeting has also fixed the agenda for the next meeting. As per the decision, the party's next standing committee meeting will dwell on the case sub judice at Supreme Court on the dissolution of the House of Representatives and disputes surfaced on organizing committee of the 10th General Convention of the party. Commenting on the latest development of talks with Nepal Kanal-led faction of the party, spokesperson Gyawale said the talks have been installed after some lawmakers close to Leader Nepal signed the proposal to make Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba the Prime Minister. Today's meeting also suggested the government make the relief and rescue initiatives in the flood and landslide effective. The advocates on behalf of Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba have completed the pleading on the case related to the dissolution of the House of Representatives in the Supreme Court today. The advocates had pleaded in the case claiming that the appointment of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Deuba is necessary as the new Prime Minister, necessary relating to the writ petition filed by 146 lawmakers. Senior Advocate Sabita Bhandari and Advocate B. Marjan Acharya, among others, had pleaded in the case today. The constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jangam Bahadur Rana, including Senior Justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Khadka, Iswar Prasad Khatioda and Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai, has been holding regular hearings since Wednesday. Some 300 advocates have registered for the pleading in the case. From tomorrow, the advocates on behalf of the defendant will plead. The Supreme Court has given them 15 hours for the pleading. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order not to implement the government's recommendation of appointing former Minister Yuvraj Karki as Nepal's ambassador to Bahrain. Joint bench of Justices Sapna Malla Pradhan and Prakash Dungana issued the order in the name of the government today. The cabinet meeting held on the 8th of May had recommended Karki as the ambassador to Bahrain, amending the rules regarding educational qualification of an ambassador. The Supreme Court earlier had scrapped the government decision to amend the educational qualification of the ambassadors. The total national death tally due to coronavirus has crossed 9,000 today. Updating the data relating to coronavirus at a press briefing at the Ministry of Health and Population, today a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Krishna Prasad Borel, said due to flouting of health safety protocols and lapse in testing, the numbers of infections and death related to the virus have been increasing. As per the latest report, the total national death tally due to coronavirus has reached 9,009. On the occasion, Dr. Podel urged all to help control the pandemic by reaching to the nearest designated hospitals for testing if they have any symptoms. He also informed all that the government has managed free test and treatment of COVID-19. Dr. Porel also informed that additional 3,007 corona infected people have registered full recovery in Nepal, taking the total recovery tally to more than 584,000. This has pushed the recovery rate from COVID-19 in Nepal to 92.2%. Likewise, the ministry reported 1,920 more new cases of coronavirus infection today. The health ministry has also confirmed 34 corona-related deaths today, leading the total national death tally to 9,009. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government of Nepal and World Bank have signed a $150 million concessional loan agreement to support Nepal's resilient recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The agreement was signed by the Finance Secretary Sisir Kumar Dhangana on behalf of Government of Nepal and World Bank Country Director for Nepal Farish Haddad Jervos amidst a program at the Finance Ministry. The loan amount will be utilized to protect the most vulnerable and support sustainable growth of the country. On the occasion, Finance Secretary Sisir Kumar Dhangana expressed happiness that the project will help Nepal build back better and greener through reforms to the tax and customs systems, public investment management, environmental regulations and debt management. Agitating engineers under the National Reconstruction Authority have agreed to return to work following their agreement with the National Reconstruction Authority. As per the agreement, the protesting engineers under the Central Project Management Unit will get allowances relating to communications, transport and local affairs. The agreement was signed between Project Director of the Unit Sam Kishore Singh on behalf of the unit and Avinash Amar from the agitating engineers at the presence of the authority's Chief Executive Officer, Sushil Kewali. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. China's space agency has released videos of its Zhurong rover tunneling across the surface of Mars. The pictures were acquired by a wireless camera that the rover had placed on the ground. The new media release also includes sequences from Zhurong's landing in May, showing the deployment of its parachute system and the moment of touchdown. The six-wheeled rover is investigating a region known as Utopia Planitia. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at some places of the country with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML Standing Committee decides to call 10th General Convention Organizing Committee's meeting on the 30th of June. Advocates on behalf of writ petitioners complete their pleading in case of dissolution of House of Representatives. Ministry of Health and Population urges all to reach hospitals for testing COVID-19 and help government to control the pandemic. and China's space agency releases videos of its Zhurong rover tunneling across the surface of Mars. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.